when I go deeper into my body, into my inner space, into the cosmic space, into the conscious space, into Akasha, what I find there is all possibilities. Everything is possible there. Human, nature, machines, gods, spirits, everything. In that space we find within the body. So the body is the tool, the apparatus, the device which gives us access to those spaces. You can navigate through the body using yoga, different kinds of yogas. You can use the mind, you can go through the chakras, you can do tantric practices, you can do devotion, you can all kinds of things. It's the most complex machine in the universe. There's a lot of potentiality, virtuality, possibilities, infinite space inside. The mind can go anywhere, anytime. Crossing the limits of time and space. Expanding the imagination into a field where the physical laws, laws of matter, are not valid anymore. So to understand this, we can use tools on the path to spirituality, and some of these tools are yantras, mantras, tantras, different practices which remind us, which condition us, which train us, which reinforce us, which bring forth certain powers. So the more powerful the yantra, the more powerful the mantra or tantric practices we're training, something like muscles of our spirituality maybe. And the fact that these yantras have that power to do that, when we concentrate on them, when we focus on them, we see the symmetry and the changing patterns, perfection, the symbolism, meditate on all the different meanings of the elements, bring them inside us, memorizing them, make new connections, revisiting them day after day, to look how they feel in different contexts, to build a new way of being. These yantras have a very practical force and energy and capacity. And what they contain is an energy. It's not a representation of something. It's not an image, it's not a murti, it's not a deity, it's not a face, it's not an animal. It's an abstract pattern. It's a geometry. It follows laws of mathematics. A precise system of knowledge which is part of a realm that is guiding and governing and determining the material world, but it is not material itself. A perfect circle doesn't exist, not in matter, only in the realm of mathematics. So that realm of mathematics that has a status similar to those of the gods, in the sense that the gods are essences of beings, of emotions, of forces, of energies, of principles, of personalities, of those things which are not matter, which are in our consciousness. So if you connect the mathematical perfection of yantras, the elements, intersections, the crossings, the triangles which create triangles, which create triangles, which are surrounded by circles and squares and diagonals and colors and shapes and so forth, then those elements have a similar ontological status, maybe. They're much more simple. A triangle is not love, but the triangle can be used to think about love.